Hello and welcome to your GCSE Design and Technology Revision podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most important topic areas in your course, timbers and design contexts. Whether you're revising for your written exam or thinking about your coursework, this episode is going to give you everything you need. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Let's begin with the big picture. Timber is one of the oldest and most versatile materials humans have ever used, from the wooden beams in medieval cathedrals to the flat-pack furniture in your bedroom. Timber has shaped the designed world around us. In your GCSE exam, you need to understand three main categories of timber: hardwoods, softwoods, and manufactured boards. And here's the thing, the names are a little misleading. Balsa wood is actually classified as a hardwood, even though it's incredibly light and soft to the touch. The classification isn't really about physical hardness, it's about the type of tree the timber comes from. So let's break this down. Hardwoods come from deciduous trees. That's trees that lose their leaves in autumn. Think oak, beech, mahogany, ash, and teak. These trees grow slowly, which means their timber tends to be denser, more durable, and often more expensive. Oak has a beautiful grain pattern and is incredibly strong, perfect for high-quality furniture and flooring. Mahogany is prized for its rich reddish-brown colour and is often used in decorative furniture and musical instruments. Softwoods come from coniferous trees, the ones that stay green all year round, like pine, spruce, cedar, and larch. These trees grow much faster, which makes softwoods more readily available and generally cheaper. Pine is the most commonly used softwood in construction and furniture making. It's easy to work with, takes paint and stain well, and is widely available in standard stock sizes. However, softwoods are generally less durable than hardwoods and more susceptible to rot if not treated properly. Then we have manufactured boards, and these are really important for your exam. Manufactured boards are made from timber waste products like wood chips, fibres, and veneers, which are bonded together with adhesives under heat and pressure. The main types you need to know are plywood, MDF, that's medium density fibre board, chipboard, hardboard, and blockboard. Plywood is made from thin layers of wood veneer glued together, with the grain alternating at 90 degrees. This cross-grain construction makes it incredibly strong and resistant to warping. MDF is made from fine wood fibres and is brilliant for painting. It has a smooth, consistent surface with no grain. Chipboard uses larger wood particles and is commonly used in flat-pack furniture, though it doesn't hold screws as well as solid timber. Now, let's talk about the properties of timber, because in your exam, you won't just be asked to name a timber. You'll be asked to justify why a particular timber is suitable for a specific design context. The key properties to know are hardness, resistance to indentation or scratching, toughness, ability to absorb impact without breaking, durability, resistance to decay and wear over time, elasticity, ability to flex and return to its original shape, tensile strength, resistance to being pulled apart, and compressive strength, resistance to being crushed. A great exam technique is to link the property directly to the design context. If you're asked why oak is suitable for a dining table, don't just say it's strong. Say, oak has high compressive strength and hardness, making it resistant to the daily wear and impact loads experienced by a dining table surface. Its natural grain also provides an aesthetically pleasing finish that requires minimal surface treatment. That kind of answer earns full marks. Let's talk about requires minimal surface treatment. That kind of answer earns full marks. Let's talk about requires minimal surface treatment. That kind of answer earns full marks. Let's talk about requires minimal surface treatment. That kind of answer earns full marks. Let's talk about requires minimal surface treatment. That kind of answer earns full marks. Let's talk about requires minimal surface treatment. That kind of answer earns full marks. Let's talk about requires minimal surface treatment. That kind of answer earns full marks. Let's talk about requires minimal surface treatment. That kind of answer earns full marks. Let's talk about requires minimal surface treatment. That kind
kind of answer earns full marks. Let's talk about choir's minimal surface treatment. That kind of answer earns full marks. A great exam technique is to link the property down.
Let's move on to forces and stresses, another key area. When timber is used in structures, it experiences different types of forces. Compression is a pushing force. It squeezes the timber. Think of a table leg supporting the weight of the tabletop. Tension is a pulling force. It stretches the timber. Think of a beam being pulled from both ends. Shear is when forces act in opposite directions across the timber, like scissors cutting through wood. And bending occurs when a load is applied to the middle of a supported beam, causing the top to be in compression and the bottom to be in tension simultaneously. Understanding these forces helps you choose the right reinforcement techniques. Frame structures use triangular shapes to distribute loads efficiently. Triangles are incredibly strong because they can't be deformed without changing the length of a side. Lamination involves bonding thin strips of timber together, which creates a stronger, more stable material than a single solid piece. Composite materials combine timber with other materials, like timber and steel in a pre-stressed construction beam, to take advantage of the best properties of each material. Now, and this is really important, sustainability. Examiners love sustainability questions, and candidates often lose marks by being too vague. You need to show you understand the full ecological footprint of timber. Deforestation is the most obvious concern. Removing trees destroys habitats and reduces biodiversity. But there's more to it than that. The processing of timber, sawing, drying, treating, uses energy and produces waste. Transportation from forest to factory to shop adds to carbon emissions. And if timber isn't sourced responsibly, it contributes to habitat destruction and soil erosion. The key certification to mention is FSC, the Forest Stewardship Council. FSC-certified timber comes from responsibly managed forests where trees are replanted and ecosystems are protected. In your exam, always mention FSC certification when discussing sustainable timber sourcing. You should also know that manufactured boards can be more sustainable than solid timber in some contexts because they use waste wood products that would otherwise be discarded. Right, let's talk exam technique and common mistakes, because this is where marks are won and lost. The most common mistake I see is candidates confusing hardwoods and softwoods. Remember, it's about the tree type, not the physical hardness. Balsa is a hardwood that trips people up every year. The second big mistake is failing to justify material selection. If a question asks you to explain why a material is suitable, you must link the property to the function. Don't just list properties. Explain how each property makes the material appropriate for that specific use. Use the phrase, "this means that," to force yourself to make the link explicit. Third mistake, neglecting environmental impact. Even if the question doesn't specifically ask about sustainability, showing awareness of ecological considerations can earn you additional marks in extended response questions. Examiners reward candidates who demonstrate a holistic understanding of design. Fourth, inaccurate material quantity calculations. If you're asked to calculate how many lengths of timber you need for a project, show you're working clearly. Divide the total length required by the standard stock size, and always round up. You can't use half a plank. And remember to account for waste from cutting. Right, now for our quickfire recall quiz. Cover up your notes and see how many of these you can answer. Ready? Question 1. Name 3 examples of hardwood timbers. Oak, beech, and mahogany. Or teak, ash, or balsa. Question 2. What does FSC stand for? Forest Stewardship Council. Question 3. What type of force acts on a table leg when weight is placed on the tabletop? Compression. Question 4. What is MDF made from? Fine wood fibres bonded with adhesive under heat and pressure. Question 5. Name 1 advantage of plywood over solid timber. Its cross-grain construction makes it resistant to warping and splitting. How did you do? If you struggled with any of those, go back and review those sections. They're classic exam questions. Let's wrap up with your key takeaways. First, know your 3 timber categories: hardwoods, softwoods, and manufactured boards, with examples and properties for each. Second, always justify material selection by linking properties to the design context.
Third, understand the four main forces: compression, tension, shear, and bending, and how reinforcement techniques address them. Fourth, demonstrate sustainability awareness by referencing FSC certification, ecological footprint, and responsible sourcing. And fifth, in calculations, always show you're working and round up. You've got this. Timber is a topic where careful revision really pays off, and the marks are there for candidates who can apply their knowledge confidently. Keep revising, keep practicing past paper questions, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.